It will start Perek Yudalad. Talks about the reign, the kingdom of Amatzia, known in Chazal as Amatzia. So on the one hand, we find Amatzia was a tzaddik. We'll read the first couple of psukim. It says, Molach Amatzio ben Yoyosh Melech Yehuda, ben Esen v'chom Mishon Ha'yibamocha, he was 25 when he took over the kingdom. Vayas HaYosher Beine Hashem. He did what was right, Beine Hashem. And then it says, Kikol Asher also Yoyosh Avivos. He did everything that Yoyosh, his father, did. That is a shtickel stira. Because if you remember, we learned a lot about Yoyosh Melech Yehuda. Yoyosh Melech Yehuda was the one who at the end of the day killed Zechariah Kohen Gadol. We spoke a lot about this parasha, difficult parasha. How everything was Mida Keneged Mida, how David HaMelech's descendants got killed out because Noivir HaKoyanim, and the one son that David HaKoyan saved, he ended up saving David's grandson. And then we learned that Yoyosh, as long as Yoyodo Kohen Gadol was around, he did the right thing. And right after Yoyodo Kohen Gadol died, he went off. Not only he went off, he killed Zechariah. He killed the son of Yoyodo Kohen Gadol. He killed him. So Yoyosh didn't end up being in the right place. So why does it say when it talks about Amatzia, and it says Amatzia did kol Yoyosh b'enei Hashem, he did the right thing. It says kechol asher also Yoyosh avivos. Why are you doing that? So Tak, if you look here in the Klei Yoko, he asks it for a question. Klei Yoko says, why are you being matle Yoyosh and Amatzia in one pasuk? Kivon she Yoyosh achaptiras Yoyodo yotze mishuros haYoyosh. Since we know that Yoyosh went off the derech at the end, after the death of Yoyodo Kohen Gadol, he says ain roy, it's not proper litlois Amatzia to base Amatzia. So Amatzia was a tzaddik, he did the right thing. So why are you saying he was like his father? His father, as soon as Yoyodo Kohen Gadol died, he went way off. Way off. He killed Zechariah Kohen Gadol. So he went way off. So why are you being matle? That's the kasha of the Klei Yoko. Well, nice, it's a bomb kasha. It's mamish a bomb kasha. So it's a very important yesoid to be learned out of this parasha from the Malbim. The Malbim says in Nekuda, which this Nekuda that the Malbim says really could answer a wealth of other questions as well. Wealth of other questions. You know, we discussed in the past the inyan of Lulmoid Almanas Lasis, right? That there's a special level of learning, Godel HaTalmud, SheHaTalmud Mevi Lidei Maaseh. Right? That's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin. I'm sure you, the Olam remembers that from the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. Godel HaTalmud, learning is great, SheHaTalmud Mevi Lidei Maaseh. Talmud makes you do. Learning makes you do. Chazal then tell us that there's a musik of learning called Loimed Almanas Lasis. Loimed Almanas Lasis. You learn in order to do. So many ask the question, if Yitzchak Kuttner has an arichas about this as well, many ask, why do you have to learn be'ian in depth? Talmud represents ian. Talmud is not practical only. It's all the svaris and everything behind it. Why do you have to go through that in order to be lasis? You could learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. What's this inyan of Talmud is maybe Lidei Maaseh? By going in deep, it's maybe Lidei Maaseh. What does that mean? Just be practical halachas. Very practical. 1 + 1 = 2. And that's it. That's what makes you mevili de ma'isa. If anything, when you learn bein, it's harder to get the halacha l'ma'isa. Till you get the halacha l'ma'isa, you have to dig and dig and dig and dig. Halacha l'ma'isa, you get a kitzur shulchan aruch. Finished. But Chazal is mashma that the learning itself is mevili de ma'isa. The in-depth learning brings you to do mais. So this is the kasha many talk about. What's the pshat? So I had a poshet mahalach, which I want to base on this malbum. Poshet mahalach. The mahalach is like this. There's really two reasons why one has to learn in order to be able to be amanas lasos. One is practical. Practical. If the Baruch Hashem gives you a mitzvah of Esrig and Lulav and Adasim and Aravos, and you don't know the halacha, so you can't keep the mitzvah. You don't know what Esrig is supposed to look like. You don't know what Lulav is supposed to look like. You can't keep the mitzvah. So the Baruch Hashem gives you a mitzvah of Basa B'chalav. You can't keep Basa B'chalav if you don't know the halacha. You have to know practical what Hashem wants from you. Stam mitzvah. Like an owner's manual. You have to read it. You have to know how to operate the machine. So that's one Indian. That's one Indian. And that's for sure the way most people understand what's Pshat Loimin Almanas Lasses. Loimin Almanas Lasses means you have to know what to do. For that, you don't have to learn Be'in. For that, you don't have to delve into learning. You get yourself a Kitzer Halacha. You get yourself a basic thing. It tells you what to do from when you wake up in the morning till you go to sleep at night. Easy does it. Easy does it. Any of you that put yourself into halacha know that the more deep you go into halacha, sometimes the harder it is to come up with lemaisa. It's harder. If you learn kitzur shulchan aruch, it's easier. Once you start going through mishtabur bir halacha, you start getting a headache. Brings down all the shittas and this. You're not sure. Does he mean that? Is he telling? Talmidim come over to me all the time with a bir halacha. What's going on? Takel, the more you go into it, the more you have to start figuring out where you're going. Like this, it's easy. Easy. I remember my sisters went to Beis Yankiv in Muncie. They used to learn Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. There was a yid in Washington Heights, a chashev yid. He put out a black sefer Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. The whole thing was this thick. No questions, no machlekes and no shittas and maises and fadreta. Simple. How you fill up the cup, where you stand, what you say, where you go, light candles, where you light, how you light. Weitergegangen. You can also start throwing yourself into the Beis Yosef and the Tur and the Rambam and the Magid Mishneh and the Kesef Mishneh and the Mekeves HaMishneh. And then you're going to go to Magen Avraham and Pri Megodim and Pri Chodesh. You're going to just get a headache. Right? So from a practical standpoint, of course you have to know something. You also have his brachas. They have a brachas booklet. I'm sure the Elam has seen it. It's 10 pages, and it's very clear. On bananas, borei peri hardama. Done. There's no big problems. Strawberries, borei peri hardama. You start learning lumdus with strawberries, you end up in the air together with the strawberry. You have to go through all the lumdas. You go crazy. Pasah b'kisna. You guys know we've learned Pasah b'kisna. You end up in the Danish over there. You can't get out. The more you go into something, the more complicated. It's not so partial. Yes, it's true. The end of the day, when you finish and you bring it, then you have a clarkite. But you go through a brachas booklet, no problem. Schnitzel, shahakol niyabirvoro. Done. Maisis lechazek and dos and ahin and ahel shlichuch tera. Done. God, I make a mezonos on shnitzel. Yeah. Or mezonos, whatever you call it. So the maisis was the pshat. The pshat is like this. There are two inyanim of learning in order to do. One is yes, you have to know practical what to do. If you're not going to learn Hilchos Netil Sidayim, you're not going to know how to wash your hands in the morning. If you're not going to learn what's a chatzitza, you're not going to know what's a chatzitza, band-aid, the glue after the band-aid, this, that. Yes. And if you're OCD, forget about it. You're going to go who knows where. Right? That's practical. But then there's another nekuda. The other nekuda is, what makes a person keep halacha? What makes a person really keep halacha? Not know what he has to do. What we call in Yiddish, an upgehitne yid. An upgehitne yid, a person who watches himself, who cares. To that, you can only develop a love for mitzvahs if you have an understanding. That's pshat loymir al manas lasek. Somebody learns and they get a deeper understanding, now they keep it to a different level. If a guy sits and he spends a month on Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, and he learns it through and through, till it goes through his bones, yeah? Now he's not forgetting to wash. He doesn't end up in the dining room one day eating bread going, ooh, I forgot to eat. Doesn't forget to wash. Why? Because he knows more? No. Because now it became part of his metzias. Netilas Yadayim now is part of your DNA. Now it's who you are. You don't forget to wash the Netilas Yadayim. Because you lived through Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. That's the Pshat Loimin Almanas Lasses. Godoy La Talmud, that's what Chazal mean. Godoy La Talmud, Sha Talmud, maybe Lide Maise. Not just practical. By you developing a deeper understanding, basically means you're developing a deeper appreciation. Now it's maybe Lide Maise. Not just you know what to do. Now your mom is due. Now you're what we call in English, they call it pumping, right? Now you're pumped. Okay? Now you're pumped. Otherwise, it's a bust. I learned these lashonis from my kids. A bust means it's not kishmak. Yeah, so this guy learned his brachas B. He went through his brachas thing. He knows, on this you make mezonos, adoma bor pri, adoma bor mini bor 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 bor. Right? But it's a bust. The other guy, he went through the halachas kahagin, and he went through it thoroughly, and he understands it, and he appreciates it. So now, the bracha, he's pumped to make a bracha. That's Godel HaTalmud Shemevi L'Demais. It's a whole new, deeper understanding. Godel Talmud Shemevi, and that's the Mevi L'Demais. It's Mevi. It makes you into a different person. It makes you into a different person. Kinel Mitzvah V'Torah O, the way I understood it is, Kinel Mitzvah, somebody just does the mitzvah, it's like a candle. He doesn't get light from the mitzvah. But the Torah, if the mitzvah is built on Torah, then oil, then it lights up the whole thing. It's illuminated. That's Kinel Mitzvah. Now we understand like this. Yo-yo-yo-yo-do Kohen Gadol, as long as he was alive, so Yoyesh HaMelech had a fear of Yo-yo-do Kohen Gadol. So he kept the Torah mitzvah. He kept it. Once Yoyada Kohen Gadol died, that's it. Yoyesh gave up the Torah mitzvahs. What's the pshat? Because by him, the Torah mitzvahs wasn't riding on any kind of deep desire or connection to the mitzvah, or Talmud Shemevi L'Demais. It was Mitoich Yirub. Now let's look at the Malbim. The Malbim by us says that Amatzia, he says, the Pasuk says, Vayas HaYosho B'enei Hashem, Amatzio, and it says, but not like David Aviv. Rakloi ke David Aviv. Says the Malbim, She'oso HaYosho Mitzvahs HaNoshim Milumoda. He did Mitzvahs HaNoshim Milumoda. Avloi me Avas Hashem ke David. David HaMelech, he was a god la Talmud Shemevi L'Demaisa. Chazal called David HaMelech, Kol mi sheroye b'David nizka b'talmudai. David HaMelech was a walking Sefer Torah. So when David HaMelech did a mitzvah, it was with the ganze Gishmak. He was pumped. David HaMelech was pumped when he did a mitzvah. Amatzio, he did mitzvahs. Yeah, he did what he had to do. Zok the Malbim. Shekein gam yoyesh. Also, rak mipnei shahiro yoyoda hakoyen. Memeil sor meis Hashem b'mois yoyoda. Memeil, he died. After Yoyoda HaKoyen died, so Yoyesh went off the derech. Because he didn't appreciate it. He was anoshim mitzvah anoshim l'modo, he did it mitoich yira. He wasn't doing it because he had his own appreciation. That's what the pasuk's telling us. That Amatzio, his shmiras ha-Torah v'amitzvahs was the same way like his father. Loike David. And whenever you keep mitzvahs in that way, you're in the sakona of it all falling apart. That's one of the tremendous milos of going through yeshiva and getting a chance to really absorb Torah, is that gives you avas ha-mitzvahs for your whole life. Because that, you see, somebody who understands learning has a different feeling for mitzvahs than somebody who doesn't. Because that's what Chazal are teaching us, God la Talmud shemevi lidei ma'isa. And that could be what Chazal mean. Chazal say that David HaMelech was called Toiv Roy. Toiv Roy, right? Simple, it means he was a handsome person. David HaMelech was handsome. Toiv Roy, he looked good. Chazal tell us, what does Toiv Roy mean? Chazal say, Kol HaMistakel B'David Miyad Nizkar B'Talmudah. When anybody looks at David, you right away, you remember your learning. So simple, people like to learn Kabbalistically, that, you know, David HaMelech had some magic Kabbalah, that when you look at him, you remember learning. It's not a pshat. The pshat is that David HaMelech lived what he learned. He was loymed me'ava. So Mamela, when you saw David doing a mitzvah, you saw in that mitzvah, kol mi shiroyo, you say, nizkar b'talmuda, you see the learning of David HaMelech. David HaMelech's mitzvahs represented his learning. Because his learning infused his mitzvahs. According to the way we're learning, now that's the pshat in the Mishnah, in Ovis. Ein bur yirei chet v'lo yamor et schosim. It's a much deeper understanding. Plus you read the Mishnah means, listen, if you don't know what to do, you can't do. Ein bur yirei chet. Right? Ein bur yirei chet. But really, if that's the case, the Mishnah's not even telling you a chiddush. What's the Mishnah telling you? If you don't know anything you can't do, of course you can. The Mishnah's saying no. In order for somebody to appreciate, a chassid is somebody who appreciates the mitzvah. A boor, ein boor yurechet loy amoretz chassid. A boor and amoretz can't appreciate mitzvahs. They may know what to do. They can get a book that'll tell them, do this, don't do that, wake up in the morning, walk here, put on tefillin, there's a picture, put your tefillin over here, that's where it belongs. Yeah. But lamaisa, they can't have an appreciation for mitzvahs. Appreciation for mitzvahs can only come from Torah. Okay.